Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Arna Sahu, host of Arna's News, where on this podcast channel, I aim to eliminate the gender gap in the STEM fields by featuring inspiring female professionals and highlighting their stories and accomplishments to further encourage girls. Today on episode 39,
career path would never be linear. Embrace it, enjoy it, have fun with the maze. It's all worth it because predictive paths are monotonous. So instead of hoping for a freeway, just become comfortable with the scenic drive, smell roses along the way, and learn as much as you can from everybody you meet along the way.
Today on episode 39, I'm pleased to announce our guest, Payal Gupta. As a senior project manager for Project Kuiper, Amazon's bid to build, deploy, and operate a constellation of satellites in low Earth orbit, specifically over 2,300 satellites, and bring affordable broadband to communities around the world. Payal has over 20 years of experience in all facets of IT and technology functions. She has strong experience in building dynamic global IT and functional delivery teams to meet business demands, and has extensive experience in program, product, and delivery management of Oracle solutions like ERP applications, big machines, and databases. So thank you so much, Payal, for being here today. Before we dive into the questions, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Arna. I truly appreciate the opportunity to be here, and thank you for inviting me. I'll just go ahead and tell a little bit about myself, Payal Gupta. I grew up in a traditional Indian family in New Delhi, India. Did electrical engineering at a time where it wasn't really considered to be the thing for girls to do, and then subsequently went on to be a software developer. Worked in web-based technologies, and then learned to work with different teams, cross-functional individuals, and subsequently worked my way to being a project manager, program manager, led large-scale implementations, worked with individuals from different ethnicities, different countries, here I am, very excited to be at Amazon working on cutting-edge experience such as satellite manufacturing, that's about my career journey.
That's exciting. So my first question for you is, tell us a bit about your career path.
Sure. So like I mentioned, my journey has been challenging, but always tried to have some fun along the way. I grew up in a traditional family where engineering wasn't even remotely considered to be an option or acceptable profession for women. When I decided to be the first female engineer in my family, even if in a joint family scenario, others, particularly my grandmother, wasn't supportive of that choice. My parents supported me throughout. There were several restrictions that came as being part of a joint family situation. But here I am. And now, even at work, I don't always try to fit in. Try to achieve social cohesion. My ideas or way of working might be unconventional, but it's geared towards producing a superior work product in a very inclusive manner. So that's been my philosophy. My career path has led me to work in various cities in India, and subsequently work in US, different cities, different geographies, And I've learned from each and every experience and every individual that whether I agreed with them or not, but certainly learned from every individual that I've had an opportunity to meet along the way.
That's great. And my next question for you is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? And do you have any tips to succeed?
Absolutely. Great question. So my advice would be passionate about the career that you want to have and build it around your interests. My career is built on my curiosity to find more and more about each area that I am working in or assigned to by my leadership, and my passion for collaborating with others to achieve a shared vision or a superior work product. My curiosity is what led me to become an engineer. And my love or passion for bringing people together has helped me build successful teams that can always deliver on the goals, if not exceed or beat them, but that are also very empathetic towards solving user needs. And few tips I would offer are always be very strong technically so that you know your stuff, you can call somebody else's bluff, and you're not scared to go toe to toe with somebody who's claiming to be an expert. They may well be an expert, but you need to be one as well. Additionally, I would say always be inclusive. Because it's very important to have mentors and form relationships along the way to ensure your success.
I see. I think passion is like the biggest thing to know and to have in your job because it's basically what you're doing like more than 8 hours a day. And if you don't have passion for what you're truly doing, then you'll be miserable all the time and you don't want to live a sad life. You should center your life around something you actually enjoy, and that's where jobs basically come in.
Well
And
said.
yeah. And also, I think technical skills are really important to have as well because if you know what you're doing, then you can always call out anybody else who might not be doing the same well job as you, and you can always help others and support everyone.
Exactly.
And my next question for you is, what is a common myth about your profession that you want to debunk?
There are quite a lot, but you asked me to put the only one. So one of the common myths is that if you're an engineer, you are it's a solitary profession in which you, as a software engineer particularly, you'll be sitting in a dark, windowless room writing code all day. Your social skills would be primitive. I actually, totally disagree because engineering is a highly collaborative profession that requires constant communication. So I pay a lot of attention to having superior communication skills, be it written or verbal. I put a lot of emphasis into inclusive teamwork, working with the not just other engineers, but working well with other cross-functional team members so that you get everybody's inputs and come up to users' expectations in terms of what product you're delivering. Engineers also work very closely with the different project managers, different stakeholders to gather requirements. And then, basically, we address real world user needs. So we certainly are not what we are typically depicted to be.
I actually have a kind of funny story to share that's
Absolutely.
related. But when I was a little kid, I used to tag along my dad's journeys, like at school and at office, and I would always see how boring his meetings were as an onlooker. And I basically vowed to myself that I would never step into STEM because I thought it was pretty boring, and I thought this typical stereotype, like you just code away, you're an antisocial person, but it's actually not that. There's so much more that goes into coding and engineering and building something because it's not just out of your own creativity. It's basically a compilation of everybody's thinking together into one product.
Well said, absolutely, totally. And the interesting people you meet along the way, that's icing on the cake.
Yeah. And my next question for you is, if you could step into my shoes or your younger self, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't?
So you asked me some really fantastic questions, and they made me reflect on how I got to where I am today. So one question I believe everybody should ask themselves on a daily basis is, am I happy with what I'm doing? Because to the point that you made earlier, you don't want to live a sad life, right? And then once you ask yourself, am I happy with what I'm doing? You also want to follow it up with, how can I be intentional about it every day? How can I continue to do what I am doing, address my personal happiness, my personal growth, my personal success? So once you ask yourself this question regularly, you're always doing work that brings you joy and a sense of accomplishment. Additionally, I would say, be focused on your goals. Forgive yourself if you don't come up to your mark, but always be intentional about your career choices and your actions. So I would encourage everyone to practice this daily and strive for happiness and intentionality in their work.
Yeah, I'm a pretty stubborn person, so whenever things don't go my way, I get all mad about it. And if I make a mistake, then I beat myself to it because I have such high standards. But just knowing that it's okay if you like mess up because learning is a lesson and you should always take it. Mistakes are not failure, but just keeping that in mind and making sure that it's okay even if you do fail in one particular scenario is okay, and you should realize that.
Absolutely. I spent quite a bit of my career in GE, so I would follow it up with the quote that I saw in on GE office walls multiple places. It was a quote from Thomas Edison, the founder of GE. When asked about how did he keep himself motivated when he failed 1,000 times to produce a light bulb, he said, "Oh, that's because I looked upon those 1,000 times as 1,000 ways the light bulb wouldn't work, not as a failure. So that I was always looking for the one way that it would work, and that helped me get through the 1,000 times the bulb didn't light up." So that I would say is another great way to keep yourself motivated.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't see it as a motivation. They just take it as something and they just leave it as that. But in reality, that could be a learning lesson and you could actually succeed based on that experience of yours. And I really like that quote from Thomas Edison. He's one of my biggest role models.
Absolutely. Glad to hear that. Same here.
And my next question for you is, what are the best resources slash books that have helped you find your career path?
So I would say, right as a child, my curiosity inspired me to become an engineer. I said that nobody wanted to take me out for a walk because they knew I would, because just because of the volume, sheer volume of questions I would ask them, right? My best resources were observing people, how they do their work, what's a better or more efficient way to achieve the same amount of work, and always asking questions, seeking out individuals interested in answering them. Trust me, even once people knew how many questions I would ask, it wasn't always easy to find people that wanted to interact with me, right? So I'll share one childhood experience. One of my it's one of my favorite experiences. So Diwali, a prominent Indian holiday, festival of lights, we used to make our own firecrackers. And I remember asking my uncle, who was in charge of making firecrackers, what chemicals would impart certain characteristics or certain colors to the firecracker. So magnesium would impart certain colors, and so on and so forth. And it was really amazing how the amount of pressure you use in putting together those chemicals inside the container that was going to be a firecracker also influenced how high the firecracker would go and things like that. So that kind of curiosity, how things work, how you put things together, how you change certain elements to create a totally different product or a product that behaves differently is something that's, I think, foundational. So to me, that was the best resource, observing people, how they work, asking, never being afraid to ask questions. And now, lo and behold, I'm involved in launching satellites into space. So another thing, last recommendation would be always introduce your kids to TED Talks. You learn a lot from hearing other people's experiences, how they navigated their career journey, and really, find folks that you can follow along on their journey. I would recommend some TED Talks, such as The Future of Computing by John Hennessy, The Art of Innovation by Guy Kawasaki, and The Power of Vulnerability, Sharing Your Authentic Self by Brené Brown.
Yeah, I think curiosity is like the biggest thing that can help someone, because it's a really big motivation for a lot of people, especially for me. And I really liked your experience because, you kept on asking questions and you just kept on, kept on, kept on, even though people might have not wanted to hear them, you still kept on asking them and you fulfilled what you wanted to do. I think that's really impressive and noteworthy. And
Thank you.
how you allowed that curiosity to basically shape your path in the future, because you said how, you were working on building firecrackers and now you're launching satellites into space. I think that's pretty cool. And also, when I was a little kid, I didn't really like TED Talks because I thought they were kind of boring. But seeing the value of TED Talks and just other keynote speakers just sharing their stories is really valuable because basically, you got to learn a lot from them. You got to hear what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and the path to success and how you can get there too.
Absolutely.
And my next question for you is, what do you think is a vital factor that shaped your career? What was your life before learning it, and what was your life after learning it?
So, this might seem a little bit petty, but I wanted to show my grandma that being a homemaker isn't the only option for women. So I decided to work hard and be better than the best. And by that, I don't mean to demean anybody. I just mean I was trying to be better than what or who I was the prior day. So I always worked very hard, went over and beyond in doing whatever I was assigned or asked to do. And I didn't just do it to prove her wrong, but as this became a habit, or I was intentional about always going the extra mile, I also started to genuinely enjoy it. So that was important as well, because once you form the habit of always going over and beyond, or giving your best, or being better than who you were the prior day, then it just becomes a very enjoyable experience. And once I learned that, right, I'm one of three siblings, the eldest one. And I'm very proud to say that I positively influenced my sisters. my belief in pursuing what you want to encourage them to pursue their dreams as well. Now, one of them leads strategy in a healthcare pharmaceutical giant, while the other leads product design at a Fortune 100 insurance company. So it's humbling to see how far we've come. So I would totally encourage everybody to always strive to be better than who they were the prior day.
Yeah, I see how something fueled your passion of wanting to be better than who you were before and your curiosity, which helped you become the person you are today. And also, it's like this one quote in Atomic Habits. It's a book created by James Clear, I believe. And this book basically said that if you improve yourself 1% every single day, then by the end of the year, you'll be 37.5% or around there, better than who you were at the beginning of the year. So even if you just build upon yourself little by little, it'll slowly add up and you'll just become a better person. And my next question for you is, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career path?
So I'm also an ardent planner. I like to plan and I have plans for plans. So, but one thing I've learned along the way is that career path would never be linear. Embrace it, enjoy it, have fun with the maze. It's all worth it because predictive paths are monotonous. So instead of hoping for a freeway, just become comfortable with the scenic drive, smell roses along the way, and learn as much as you can from everybody you meet along the way.
I see. It's okay to know that things won't be linear, especially in your job, because that's very, very unpredictable. But being okay with it, because I'm a huge planner as well. I have plans for the plans I make. And if those things go wrong, then I plan for other things. I'm a big overthinker as well. So just knowing that it's okay. And, you know, life is actually much more fun when things are unpredictable, because if it was just linear, then that would be pretty boring, as you said. Yeah. And my next question for you is, how do you continue to learn in order to stay on top of things within your role?
So I learn a lot from other folks by participating in forums, by talking to other other fellow engineers, as well as folks from other functional areas, and always keep an open mind about different perspectives. I also, whenever I'm learning a new technology, like to go to YouTube and look for basics, because once you start from the basics of any technology or any technical subject, you will have a solid foundation to continue to learn and continue to build upon that. So those are kind of two of my big things. I learn a lot also from reading good articles on any particular topic. And even if it's an opinion piece, still, you know, what are the varied opinions around a particular topic? That's very helpful in formulating my own thinking around that subject.
Yeah. Do you have any books that you particularly like?
I learn more from articles or, like I said, YouTube videos that I see on particular technical subjects, but no books per se.
All right. And my last question for you is, do you have any quotes or mottos that you love to follow and would like to share?
I do. I think curiosity and imagination have been my guiding principles and something that's just inherent in me. So my favorite quote of all time is, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world.
Yeah, and that's a really good quote. I will definitely look into that, because that kind of changed my perspective a little bit. So thank you so much.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to Honest News, where we aim to inspire and empower women in STEM by featuring the stories of successful female professionals in the industry. Today, we have the pleasure of hearing from Payal Gupta, the Senior Project Manager for Project Kuiper, who shared three valuable pieces of advice. One, it's important to be passionate about your chosen career and build it around your interests. Two, engineering is not a solitary profession, and engineers work with many other people to address real-world user needs. And three, embrace the fact that a career path will never be linear and learn as much as you can from the people along the way. Thus, that concludes episode 39. If you want to know more about how I relate to these amazing topics, then stay tuned for upcoming episodes. Every way to support this show is by leaving it a 5-star rating and a review of the player you're listening to. Let me know what you enjoy about this podcast, as it's a chance to tell me what you love about the show and helps others discover it too. Once again, thank you for finding me, and I hope we stay in touch with each other. Dino, you're listening to Arna Sahu, the host of Artist News. Toodles!